You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Jao. This is Lee Smith from the Tri-State Defender. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Obviously, when you got selected, there was a lot of emotion that you showed there. Kind of take us through that moment there that you shared with your dad.
It was a very emotional moment. Obviously, I have a lot to thank him for because he really made me who I am today. And I was emotional but trying to hold it in. And that part, just talking about me and him, our relationship, and how I feel about him, obviously broke me down.
Hey, Ja, this is David Cobb from the Commercial Appeal. At the end of your interview with Maria Taylor, you mentioned somebody named Trey, and I was wondering who Trey is and what the backstory is there.
I said, long live Trey. It's my cousin. He passed away on a motorcycle accident. Somebody who I kind of look up to. I looked up to. He was like that family member who kept the family together, always brought excitement around, and he used to just tell me, like, I was going to be in the NBA one day, just as long as I keep working. And after everything I did, he always complimented me on it. And just to, for him not to be here physically, I know he is here and watching over me.
Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian. How long have you known that the Grizzlies would take you? You were pretty clear that they were going to take you. And what was your visit to Memphis like?
I wasn't clear. I did feel like our visit when I went down there went good, and the visit actually went great. I enjoyed it. Memphis is a great city, a great organization, and I'm just happy to be a Memphis Grizzly.
Joe, Philip Dean with Fox Sports. You spoke to Jaren Jackson after you were drafted. What was the conversation like between you and Jaren?
Most would probably think it would have been like, hey, man, I'm ready to play with you. But it was mainly just him congratulating me. He just said, I know we're teammates, but I just wanted to congratulate you on everything you accomplished. And it was just that. And I just told him, thank you, and it's time to get to work.
Ja, David Cobb again from the Commercial Appeal. What does it mean to you to know that your community back at Murray State will be within driving distance and able to catch some of your games on TV?
It means a lot. It just shows what Racer Nation is all about. My phone is just vibrating in my pocket, and I know it's mainly Murray. They're very excited, and I know they're packed FedEx Forum.
Ja, Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal. How do you feel about coming to Memphis and taking on what appears to be sort of a rebuilding situation? How comfortable are you with just all of that and being one of the faces of it going forward?
I'm very excited. I'm just ready to get to work. Obviously, I know I have some big shoes to fill with Mike Conley, but I'm just excited, and it just makes me happy to see that Memphis has trusted me and believed in me.
Ja, Lee Smith again from the Tri-State Defender. You're a small town kid, and some of the other players may have hoped that they would land at a larger market or something, but you know, you're going to land here in Memphis, which isn't on the radar, and folks are expecting you to put it on the radar in some ways. Kind of talk a little bit about, you know, just being from a small town and having your NBA dream come true.
It means a lot coming from some dude who this is way smaller than most cities. It's just everybody's dream down there to be able to make it out at whatever you're doing and have an opportunity to put South Carolina on the map. And I'm just happy.
Ja, Peter Edmiston with the Athletic and Sports 56. Where'd you get the pocket square with your face? Who made that for you? That's nice. I like that.
Hadiaki. This man, Diedrich, out of Atlanta. Familiar with my family, and had the opportunity to help me with my suits and stuff, and definitely make me look good. So,
did you pick out all those pictures in the inside of your lining?
Yeah, I picked out the pictures. It was just pictures that I felt like mean something to me. It was a picture of my family in there, a picture of a dunk from UT Martin, a picture from Marquette, two pictures for Marquette, actually, and the one that was in my pocket square was the one I posted and was like, relax, I'm not done yet, because I still have that mindset. I know I still have a lot more to prove, and I'm trying to make a name for myself.
So the pocket square, it's a picture of you, and this is Jeff Calkins again for the Daily Memphian. It's a picture of you and that saying, is that what it is?
Yeah. It's like I posted the picture and, like, relax, I'm not done yet was my caption for that picture.
You're not done
and
with
it,
what?
And it, like, kind of went viral.
You're not done with what yet? What comes next?
I'm just saying, like, I still have a lot more to prove. I'm coming in trying to make an immediate impact with the Grizzlies and try to make a name for myself in this league.
Joe, how are you physically with your recovery from the surgery? What's the thought? Are you going to work with the Grizzlies on summer league? Do you want to play? How does that work?
I'm feeling great. Just ready to be able to get back on the floor and work, but I would not be playing in the summer league.
Okay. Lee Smith again. Dang, I hate it when I lose my question like that. The question I was going to ask you was, we've heard lots of comparisons of your game to other existing NBA players. I'm not going to name drop here, but I wanted to ask you, who would you compare your game to?
If you asking me, I wouldn't compare my game to anybody. I feel like it's only one Ja, and that's me. But there, I do see a lot of people compare me to Westbrook, De'Aaron Fox, and some other players. But I just study different point guards and just try to, if I feel like they have something that I feel like can help my game, that's what I take out of it.
David Cobb from the Commercial Appeal. What did it mean for you to be able to give your cousin Trey a shout-out on the national scene like that? And what's the proper way to spell his name?
It means a lot to me. Obviously, he's been here most of my life, and he still is. And to give him that shout out just show how much love I have for him, and just for him to hear me and just show my love for him. And you spell it T-R-E-Y.
Is it Morant? Is his last name Morant?
No, it's Beverly. B-E-V-E-R-L-Y.
So Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian. Why that suit? What'd you like about that suit?
It's different. I was just trying to be different. I knew probably nobody would wear pinstripe, and I definitely knew nobody would wear this color.
What color is that?
Like a lightest purple.
Right. Lavender.
Ed Marlow, the Paducah Sun, up here in Western Kentucky. When you dropped your head right after your name was called, what was the first thought that went through your head before you went up on stage?
It was wow. Like, I really couldn't believe it. Who would have thought I would be in this position 3-4 years ago and have an opportunity to play at Murray State, who made me an even better player and man, and now have an opportunity to play in the NBA.
John Lee Smith again. What parts of your game do you see yourself needing to improve upon most at the next level?
All. I feel like I still have room to improve on every aspect of my game. I'm never satisfied with anything.
Anything else?
Congratulations, and we're glad you're coming.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.